Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. People are sometimes confused. They walk through the toy store and they see a brand. It says, this kit was designed by Steve Spangler Science, and it's actually part of a bigger group called Be Amazing Toys. And they're a little confused because they say, wait, aren't you a science teacher? How is it that you have a toy that's on the shelf at Target? And part of that is because a group of teachers got together many years ago and formed a consortium, so to speak, a think tank of excited teachers who wanted to produce and create these toys, educational science toys, and needed a way to be able to put those out on the market. And so that's how that whole process worked. We created a wholesale toy business that eventually grew into a larger company called Be Amazing Toys. Well, I learned a lot from that experience. I learned that in order to get a product from an idea that originated in my living room onto the shelf at Target, there's this incredible process that it has to go through. Buyers who have to like it, things that have to be changed, testing that it has to go through, and eventually, in some, unfortunately, sometimes watered down version, it hits that toy shelf. The other hand is, on the other hand, there's the retail aspect, and I guess that's a piece that I'm very, very excited about, because our retail catalog called Steve Spangler Science gives us the opportunity to come up with an idea and within weeks have it in the hands of teachers who are using it in the classroom. And so this delay of 12 months, 18 months sometimes it takes from concept to actually seeing it on the store shelf in a mass market kind of approach is completely different as a catalog company. We're able to offer that up, and especially, of course, with the website at SteveSpanglerScience.com, we can literally come up with an idea. Something that comes to mind immediately is a way that we were able to formulate a product called Pearl Swirl. Teachers wanted a way to be able to color water in such a way that you could put it over a heat source, like on a stove or a hot plate, and actually visualize convection currents. Well, this rheoscopic kind of fluid had been out for a long time, but extremely expensive, $15, $20 for a liter of this material. Well, we found a fairly creative, well, ingenious way to be able to create a product called Pearl Swirl, but it was for $4.95, and you could make 4 gallons of this material for a fraction of what it was before. And in the normal chain of command, that would have taken 12 to 18 months to put on the store shelves, and to get it into a teacher's hands probably wouldn't, it very difficult to do. But in a catalog company, how simple it is to be able to make this available, and within a couple weeks to have it in the hands of teachers who immediately are kind enough to provide feedback. And so the catalog business gives us this immediate kind of feedback so that we can change, and we can structure, and we can create product that truly finds value for teachers in their classroom. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.